There's problems with pavements and roading. There's problems with buses. Not enough of them are accessible. There's problems with public buildings not being accessible. One person in our first workshop said, yeah, okay, so we know it's bad in the northwest, but it's doubly bad in Donegal. And so before we put in our submission, we had a proper look into it. And what we found was that Europe gets broken down into these nuts regions. There's 242 of them across all of Europe. We were 170th, so that's the bottom 30%. And then we said, well, is it true that Donegal is actually worse? And found out that Donegal is third to bottom on the disposable income figures from the Central Statistic Office. We are struggling. It's clear. And there's an underinvestment problem.
What can the government do to make sure that these people are able to get out and work and even on a basic level, you know, go to the shops?
The county council can do a certain amount, especially around buses, making sure that when they're contracting bus services, they're insisting that buses are accessible. They can make sure that the bus stops are working properly for accessible buses to be able to get close enough to the curb and that the curbs are the right height. The government can stop stalling on the Western Rail Corridor. We believe it's going to get as far as Claremorris now. It needs to come up to Sligo and on to Donegal, Letterkenny and Derry. So there are lots of things. I mean, Europe would invest in a project like that. It's actually our government that's putting the brakes on and stopping that from happening. And obviously that doesn't just benefit disabled people, that benefits everyone in the Northwest.